Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday. Okay, we got through this week. One more day, and then the big Super Bowl day, okay? Everybody needs to stay focused out there. Please stay focused, you know. You have to stay focused on your surroundings. Stay focused on others. Be alert. And keep your antennas up, okay? Keep them up. If they're a little bit crooked, you have 2 days before you can make sure that they're standing straight, polished up, and ready to receive, okay? That's eyes, ears, mouth, and everything. We have a lot of people in here, okay? It's going to be exciting. All of my friends that have homes in Inglewood with long driveways, I think they got their parking permits. They're going to have people parking, okay? But they had to do it the right way. Get those parking permits. You don't want anybody coming in messing with your money, okay, and messing with your operation. And because the people are here, we have to remain and resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return. And spring will never fail to come. I don't know if it's summer out here for the past 2-3 days, spring, winter, fall, whatever. Just roll with it out there. It is Find It Out Friday. We have Miss Tiffany Jones that will come on with us briefly and share what she found out. And then we're going to get out of here because we're still looking for chicken wings, okay? We'll talk about that later. Let's play something until she comes on. Welcome in to Find It Out Friday. That's right. We're all in and crowd. Big Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday. Yay, yay, Rams. And yay, yay for Tiffany Jones with an I. I call her Tiffany with an I. I see it. I structure it out. I make sure that I strategize and plan it. And I continue and I complete. Tiffany Jones, thank you. Are you with us this evening?
I am. Good evening. How are you this Friday before Super Bowl Sunday?
I'm wonderful. And again, let me put it out there first. You know, we got manners over here. Thank you for taking out time of your busy weekend, your schedule, and looking for your chicken wings out there like everybody else, getting your candy-covered roses and all of that to come on and just let us know what you found out so you can share and care with us this evening.
Oh, it was an interesting Friday. I did find out that they're having a special election for the Congresswoman in District 37. So the special election will be held in April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, which is good. We love a special election.
Yeah,
but that just goes to show that. You know,
I haven't heard from it, but I know they have to replace that seat for Karen Bass because she is running for mayor, and that would be her seat.
Right.
I haven't really got into the books to get that information, but we know that has to be filled. So are you running? Are you running this time? Do I have to put my horns out there? Or are you running for that
seat? No.
You're not going to run for the seat?
No, not this time. No. I will not run for that seat. No. Mm-mm.
Well, I know you keep your tennis shoes on, so when something comes up that you feel that you can get in there and jump in, I say to the firing pit, as we call it, I know you're going to do that. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Yeah, special election in April. I'm going to check more into that and find out what's happening. There's so much happening. You know, now, you know, Valentine's Day is Monday. That's Sweetheart's Day, so they say. And I'm still running around here looking for chicken wings. I got a quesadilla, guacamole. We got chips and dips. And these young ladies over here, I have already put the rule down. Now, if you go out Saturday night, do not come back here Sunday to watch the game and eat. Okay, because I don't know who you've been around, what you've been around. You're going to have to go over to Aunt Sadie's house, okay, because you won't come back up in here. So if you want to enjoy the game on Sunday and take part in this goodness, then you stay at home on Saturday night, okay? We need to keep it clean around here because otherwise, if you're out partying, it's just going to be me and this rubber plant over here eating up all these quesadillas, and chicken wings are very, very hard to find. But since I have everyone, I'd like to let them know there are two places. One is called Wing World, and that's at Venice and Redondo. It's in a little shopping center. Sorry I don't have the number, but you would have to go by there anyway and order in person if they don't have you listed. And there's a second place, All-American Wings on Santa Monica Boulevard at Van Ness in a little shopping center. Those two places make excellent wings, okay? Excellent. They cook them to your satisfaction. You might want to check them out. I just gave up on looking for them in the market, and it was a good thing because I really don't want to cook anyway. So I'm going to skate out and put my order in, and who knows? I might just be settled with this quesadillas over here and guacamole and whatever else my beverage of choice or my beverages of choice is. And I don't have to worry about combing my hair, putting on no lipstick. Well, you can't see that anyway because you're all masked up. You should be. I'm putting on any eyes. I'll just sit and root for my Rams because they're going to take it. I really have a feeling they're going to take it. The Bengals are pretty good, but they home. You know, this is the Rams' house here. This is L.A. So, you know, they have to show out and go all the way Hollywood. And I'm just rooting for them.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be a great game. It will be.
Mm-hmm. And do you know that I think the average ticket is like, some of them are like $50,000.
Oh, yeah.
I think the smallest amount you can pay would be like $7,000, I guess. I don't know, but
I heard
it's in $9,000
within the last 2
oh,
hours.
Wow.
You know, they're jumping up and down, and my nephews, they called and they say, "Hey, we're going to get a ticket. Come on, join us." I said, "You know what? Let me make a suggestion for you. That money that you buying that ticket with, send it to me. Okay? Send it to me. I can do more with the cash money, and I can see these guys, and I'll be sitting right on the 50, okay, because they're football people. And if you got it like mm-hmm. that, you got it like that. But I tell you what, the one that you're going to get for me, hey, send me the cash, okay? I have some things over here that need to be taken care of, you know, and I need to be running up and down this checkoff list taking care of them so I can use that cash. So thank you, but no thank you. So it's up to you how you want to do it." And I just leave it up to them. But it's going to be exciting. A lot of people here. And I'm asking that we be kind and that we put our sun rays out there. This is sunny California. Let's keep that in mind. And as I mentioned the other night, for the pedestrians that's here, you know, most people in most states, they don't have the pedestrian rights. So be very careful when you're stepping off them curves, okay, because you got other people here driving that are not from Los Angeles. And we do not want to see your leg in San Diego somewhere. So be aware of that. There's all kind of people out there driving, and they're not accustomed to the rules here. So be careful when you're stepping off those curves that's setting up. Wouldn't you think that would be a nice, nice suggestion, Tiffany? Because you know.
Well, it is. I was out there today, and people are moving around, and they're moving around in great numbers. So you do have to be careful because there are just so many people around in general. You know, we have a very large population, and then with the Super Bowl and all the added people, it makes it for, you know, to be extra cautious and mindful of other people. But it's just a little different walking in L.A. on the streets. I always, if I have to cross the crosswalk, I always go behind the car because I don't know if someone's looking or, you know, or not, but I make it a choice to, you know, cross the crosswalk, but behind the car, you know, that's right there if they're in the right. middle of the intersection, you know, in the crosswalk. If they're in the middle of the crosswalk, then I'll just go behind them because you don't know, you know, when they might just go move forward and accelerate, and then all of a sudden, you know, it could be a different story. But it's exciting. A lot of people are excited. I saw some flags for Rams and Lakers on the corners, street corners today. So that should be very, very interesting. I know there's going to be lots of stuff that people are going to buy, shirts and things out there. But it's going to be good. I'm excited because this is our first championship home game, I guess, in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and we
yeah.
have this new beautiful stadium. So.
Yes. And it is gorgeous.
That's always
I
good.
Have not taken the tour there. I will go after everything is down, but I've heard about it, and it's a good thing. I'm excited because most of the establishments over there, the restaurants and things, you know, they're prepared for the crowd and you know, whipping it up and rattling those pots. And I think I saw an excerpt about, I think it was Doolin's restaurant over there. They were speaking of soul food, and their food is good. And they're located right at Manchester and La Brea. I haven't been into that location, but, you know, I've had the opportunity to taste the food. And being out the South, you know, I know good food when I taste it, okay? I can just about tell you everything that's in it and how they got to that point. If it's done right, because I come from a family of excellent cooks, scratch cookers, no boxes, no nothing. Don't talk about measuring spoons either, because they just grab it and toss it. So if you want to know about the recipe, they'll send you a picture and you figure it out, okay? They get down. And I come from that. I'm not one to really brag about it a lot, but I can cook when I want to. But the problem is, when do I want to? and anything I want to eat, I can cook. But if I can get it prepared for me, and that's close to it, then I go that route. I haven't spoken with a singing chef. I know he's very, very busy whipping it up. He probably bought up all the chicken wings in the city. I haven't had a chance to speak with him. But usually if I need to have that excellent meal, I call the Tate Experience, Mr. Mario Tate. And we call him the singing chef, and there's a reason for that. Well, he's my guy, as known as one-stop shopping. And while we're speaking of it, you know, on the 18th, that's going to be next Friday, so we probably will come back on Monday and tell them we'll be found out on Friday. But Stephanie Haynes, you know, she comes on with the Healing of the Wound every Tuesday, and she is with an organization, Black Women for Wellness, and they're putting on a, it's called a Grown and Sexy. They've been having series all through the, you know, quite some time, but this is going to be like a intimacy. It's for people, you know, love and intimacy, and it should be pretty exciting because it's going to be like a masquerade where they want you to wear a mask and the ladies to wear red and the gentlemen to wear, you know, their tux, just like it's a romantic thing. It's going to be virtual, and the best way to find that out would be www.bwwla.org and go to events and go to Grown and Sexy for the intimacy, and that's going to be held next Friday on the 18th. The only thing at short notice we've been putting out there, they'd like to have everyone registered by tomorrow, which is the 12th, but it should be very, very interesting. She said it would be for persons over 50, but I said, well, what about people that's not 50? She said, well, most young girls date older men, so it should be pretty exciting. And I'm going to check that out. I just wanted to put a plug out there for her because she's always here for us on that. So that's what I found out for Find It Out on Friday. And, you know, we're not going to really really stay too long today because I'm still out there. I'm not going to give up on the chicken wings until about 2 o'clock tomorrow. And then after that, I'll call and put my order in, and hopefully they have some. My favorite, those are my two favorite places, and they cook them to instruction, and the seasoning is out of this world, and they cook them fresh, very, very Wing World and All American Wings. Both of them are good. To check it out. I don't think they will take orders over the phone, like I said, unless you're listed. So you might have to run by. But Google it, you know, thank goodness for Google and technology because you can find them. I just do not have their number to give out at this time. So I'm through telling you what I found out. So give us a word. Give us some thought here to share with us. Got anything else you want to share and care about?
Well, also to remind everybody, because they're having the game, that there are road closures. So traffic around the stadium, like in Inglewood especially, okay, they're going to have a lot of road closures, and they started today. So if you're planning to go to that area, you know, just understand that you might have to go earlier than you anticipated because traffic is being rerouted and detoured, and so that it can support the traffic coming into for SoFi. So,
well, I can't
be,
wait.
You
I
know,
just,
mindful.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you for telling us that. That's right. They started today, and there's some activities going on over in Inglewood also. It might have started, I think it started yesterday. I didn't get all the information because I wasn't interested because I was not going to attend. But I guess I could do a little bit better and find out so I can share it with others. But it's a lot of activity going on there. And a lot of, I've noticed that they have all of the merchandise, you know, the what do you call counterfeit merchandise they're selling out there too. You know, Bubble and the Boys, they on the corner. So the flags that you saw today, what corner was that?
I was driving different places in L.A., so I can't really remember where they were on what corner,
okay,
but I did see them. I said, oh, okay. You know, that happens a lot in L.A. You know, everybody starts selling merchandise,
yeah,
on the corner, especially with championship games.
Oh, yeah. I went into a store. It wasn't a sports store, which and the lady had a cap, and I asked her the price, and she told me, so I said, I'll be back, because I don't know the difference from the real from the other, but I did call my little niece and tell her to let me know where she saw Bubble and the Boys, okay, because I'm pretty sure I could get that cap at a lower price, okay? And now I know how to check the authenticity out, so it's going to be live and on. It's going to be live and on. We want to stay happy, bright, and light. We want to be welcoming to our visitors here. It's a lot going on. Just be aware, you know. People are getting, you know, it's like, you know, you got all kind of elements up in here. You know, there's different divisions for different things, and they're all here. So just be wise, be aware, pay attention, and just stay on the alert. Like I said, if your antennas are kind of bent, straighten them up, grease them up, tune them up, okay? And alcohol, I don't know what the requirements are in SoFi, but if they're smart, they'll just wait till they get back home and drink on their sofa so they can just fall on out at home. That's what I feel. That would be my take on it.
And another thing I did find out.
Okay.
I found out not to, you know, I know we're cutting it short, but the mandate for the masks.
Okay.
LA County is still going to participate in the mask mandate,
okay,
but other cities are not. Mm. So they're taking that away. So, so that's interesting.
Well, it's all been interesting because just all been interesting. It's confusing and it confuses and it just adds on to it. But like I say, when we stop speaking, all things end. So we must continue to speak on things that matter. So you know me, I have that chatty catty mouth. I'm going to wear mine whether it's mandated or not. As a matter of fact, I'm going to wear the three I wear every time I go out the door. Okay? Whether it's N95, 95, 499, whatever. And I keep some backups in my purse just in case I forget it walking out, you know. But whatever they decide to do, I want it to work out. I just want everyone to be safe, and whatever this evilness is to get on out of the air, because, you know, behind every great evil, there's always good. It's always. And those of us want to really be here to see that good. So I'm going to stay cautious, stay safe as I possibly can, saying that everyone else, just watch your surroundings, focus on your surroundings, focus on others, focus on your alertness, and keep those antennas up. Keep them up. And on that end, I'm just going to, I guess, take us on out of here, Miss Tiffany with an I, because I know that you still have things to do out there, and I'm still putting some things together. I'll give up looking for those chicken wings about 2 tomorrow. I'll give myself a deadline, and then I'll put my order in. You know, I like the mixed order. But like I said, Wing World, they're right at Redondo and Venice in a little shopping center and sit right in the corner.
I've seen them.
Oh, yeah. They have some excellent wings in there. Everything is fresh. Everything. It's a deli. And they do sandwiches and all of that, but they're known for their wings. They cook them.
Wow.
Yeah, cook them to your satisfaction. You know, sometimes they can be cooked a little bit hard, so, you know, you want it just right. You know, so it's enjoyable to eat. And if you get the flat ones, you know, they have the big chunky rounds, or you can get, I like flats. You're going to pay a little bit extra for it, but you're gonna get some good wings. You really are. Fresh, seasoned well.
Right.
Yeah, not greasy, not no grease. Some places, you know, I love boneless, but it's too greasy. But there, it's fresh, it's healthy. And also with the All-American wings, too, they're good. They have other things there. They have a variety of things, a little bit larger place, but it's easy and convenient to get into. It's parking there, and it's also in a little strip mall. I think it's next to AutoZone, right at Santa Monica and Van Ness. And like I said, I wish I had the address, but I'm just putting it out there, letting everybody know. And that note, we're going to say, hey, We told you what we found out on Friday. We'll be back on Valentine's briefly, so don't be full of too much chocolate and have those flowers ready. We're going to play you some love songs, and we're going to talk about love for a minute. And those who have dinner dates will go, and those who don't will just think about love. That's all I can say. We love you. We will come back. Yay, yay, the Rams. We're going to take it on. And my take on that is like nobody is going to take it. It's the Rams house. Tiffany, we love you. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you for caring
and
sharing.
Thank you.
You're listening
thank
to
you.
Find It Out on Friday and Tiffany with an I. Here we go, Rams. Love you.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want you to lift on, lift on.
To every word I say, every word I say.
Ain't no stopping us now.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Wow. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
How to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.